Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Wesley Clark. Welcome to episode 36 of the Lifestyle by Design podcast. Today's topic is COVID-19 conspiracy revisited. Now, the question is, how does this topic deal with lifestyle by design? Well, for one, it does deal with your health. And if you'll refer to episode 29, in which I had a podcast entitled Health is Your Greatest Wealth, the point there is that that was the point. Health is your greatest wealth. As a financial advisor who's had his practice for 27 years, going on, hopefully, God willing, another 20, it's your greatest wealth. So health is very important. That deals with the COVID-19 part, not the conspiracy revisited. I did discuss in episode 35, the last episode, about COVID-19, the upcoming presidential election, Alfred E. Newman. So what do I mean by COVID-19 conspiracy revisited? Well, let me lay the groundwork. There is a group of individuals who believe this whole thing is one grand conspiracy. And that grand conspiracy has been rumored to be ran by the one world government, the elite, the new world order, the Illuminati, deep state, Bill Gates. Bill Gates has even been alluded to. Or another one, Big Pharma. The next question we need to ask is, so why would they want to create COVID-19? Now, what has been said is they want to kill off massive amount of people. More religious oriented would say they want to kill off massive amount of people as sacrifice to Satan. The non-religious version is they just want to kill off massive amounts of people to depopulate the earth because, frankly, the population is overwhelming. We don't have enough resources to sustain it. Therefore, we must take the bull by the horns and do something to deal with this population issue. A second theory is to groom society, to be drones, to follow their orders, to do the bidding of the elite, of that one big one world government. And a third theory, or maybe part of number two, they are injecting a microchip to track you. I mean, I gotta ask, are they not able to do that through your cell phone? I mean, most of us have cell phones. Or if you have a watch that has a cellular chip in it, they can track you that way. You don't even have to have your cell phone. Don't they have the ability to listen to you if you have an Amazon Echo or Siri on your phone or Siri at home or Google or any of those voice-activated systems? Now let's deal with the anti-vaxxers. The anti-vaxxers are talking about those who take this vaccine as just being plain stupid. I mean, you're just gullible. You're so easily manipulated. Don't you see what's going on? Don't you understand? You need to not take this vaccine. An even more unique version is the what I call the religious anti-vaxxers. By that, they instill fear. What they will say is, what you've just done is you've taken the mark of the beast. What you've just done is you've taken something that will kill you. You're part of the group that's part of the depopulation effort. There's no hope for you. And by religious, I'm going to be pointing fingers at Christians, conservative Christians. I'll point fingers at Orthodox Christian podcasters, some that I've heard, listened to, who basically state what I just said. And yet, they're instilling fear. What about their brothers and sisters in Christ that have taken the vaccine? Oh, no compassion, no empathy, nothing. Just it's this anti-vaxxer attitude is one of elitism in and of itself. You're so stupid, you don't understand. We do. We're better than you. Out of arrogance. What about humility? What benefit does Christ receive from you instilling fear in a brother and sister in Christ, let alone a non-believer? Are you pointing to Christ or are you pointing to yourself like you're all that? You're not the master of the universe. Shame on you. Seriously. Jesus didn't say, I came into the world to instill fear. The enemy of your souls wishes to steal, to kill, destroy. And he's the author of confusion. All you're doing is creating confusion, at least among your brothers and sisters in Christ. Now let's head on over to the vaxxers. Now the vaxxers, the vaxxers are the opposite of the anti-vaxxers, meaning that there's a group in the middle that's just taking it because they just want to be protected. They don't want to die. They're trusting that, yeah, back in February 2020, I remember people wearing gloves, mask, glasses maybe, something to protect their eyes because we didn't know how it was transmitted. All we knew was that people were starting to go to the hospitals and it was becoming a literal pandemic. It's like reaching for straws of sand. Not having any answers, a lot of questions. So Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca come up with vaccines. They are basically absolved of any liability because of the situation. There's no time for approval, the usual process, because lives are at stake. So most people took the vaccine because they wanted to live. They didn't want to die, or they had somebody in their own family die, or a friend. But when I say the vaxxers are those that say, that try to shame those that are choosing not to take the vaccine. And there are those that are, when I say anti-vaxxers, there are people that, not for religious reasons or whatever, they just don't want to take it. We're going to address that here in a minute. But let's get back to the vaxxers. So they're trying to shame them on the opposite side. How dare you? You're not looking out for other people. You're looking out only for yourself. I think everyone should be forced to be vaccinated. That way we can protect society at large. And that old maxim, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. That's what I call the extreme vaxxers strategy. So let's address the most popular conspiracy that this one world government kind of Illuminati, Bill Gates, deep state, they want to depopulate the world. So they create this virus in order to get people to take the vaccine, in which the vaccine will kill off many people. Now, let's just say that the governments of the world reach their goal of at least 70% of vaccination rate. And the old theory is, at least from the anti-vaxxer side, that, yeah, it's going to be people where to die, but there's going to be people that you'll see 2-3 years down the road, they'll be dropping like flies, and the world will be depopulated. I mean, that's the conspiracy theory, right? And then there's going to be those who remain. So let's deal with that issue. So the elite, the one world government, they want to depopulate so that there's a certain portion of people that will be left over to be drones, to follow their orders, to do their bidding. And if we follow that strategy, that logic all the way to the end, who will be left? Why, it'll be the anti-vaxxers. Yeah, there'll be some people that chose not to take the vaccine just because they chose not to. But a lot of them, it's because you're going to have the anti-vaxxers. Many are independent thinking, which is fine. I think it's great. They are conservative. I think that's fine. I think that's great. They are individuals who have a religious persuasion. That's fine too. And they are anti-big government. Once again, you're not going to have any argument with me, but think about who's going to remain. These are the people that the one world government wants to have in place and to rule and reign over. Sorry, my friends. It doesn't wash. But that's why I say COVID-19 conspiracy revisited. What if the one world government created the virus, created the vaccine, created the disinformation campaign to say that basically if you take this vaccine, you're going to die? Right? You're going to die. And what they're wanting to do is get those anti-vaxxers, maybe a new stronger variant will come out that the vaccine would inoculate one against, even that, and those who haven't taken it would perish. You get where I'm going with this. I just can't buy the fact that a one world government would want just anti-vaxxers to remain. It doesn't wash. Now we have more variants coming out. Stronger variants. Are you to say that the vaccine protects those who have been vaccinated, and the stronger variants won't harm them to the extent like it would somebody that's unvaccinated? Now, complete transparency, I don't believe in any conspiracy theory whatsoever. I really don't. I've heard all kinds of conspiracy theories, especially as a Christian, way back ago. I remember the 70s. They used to say, I remember there was books written, Anwar Sadat was the Antichrist. He got assassinated. There were license plate numbers with 666 that were being issued. That was back in the 70s, late 70s. Come on, man. I sound like Joe Biden there. That might be a mistake. What is important for us, if we want to create lifestyles by design, is be independent thinking, accountable, responsible individuals who make our own choices, who respect other individuals' choices, who don't denigrate other individuals' and their choices. If somebody wants to take the vaccine and they die, what issue is it to you? This is not an issue of, oh, you really care about that individual. You may, don't get me wrong, there's people that are, but a large part is like, it's this elitism, it's the very thing that you accuse the one world government people of, that you're guilty of on either side. Well, we got the vaccine and you didn't. What happened to you? You know what? They choose not to let themselves. This is in America. That's what the freedoms are about. If you don't want to choose to take the vaccine, fine. If you want to take the vaccine, fine. Respect each other's opinions. And then whatever happens to either one, if they die, don't die. If they die, that was the risk. That was their choice. What matter is it to you? Go and don't do likewise. Be the example. Be the light. Be compassionate. Be humble. When you see somebody in need, help them rather than denigrate them. Anyway, I hope I gave you some food for thought. I appreciate each and every one of you listening to this. I know I haven't done a podcast in some time, but this topic has been really on my mind, wanting to talk about it and encourage you. If you haven't taken the vaccine, that's fine. That's your choice. Be safe. That's all I can say. If you have taken the vaccine, cool. Respect those that haven't. Those that haven't taken the vaccine, respect those that have. And may each and every one of you be blessed with health, long life, and success. God bless you all. Take care.